91X News.
It's 3 o'clock and it's 3 degrees with some light rain. I'm Austin McKay with 91X News. Buses were canceled this morning due to weather conditions, so for all the drivers out there driving, be extra cautious today as the roads will be icy, visibility will be low as there is a lot of fog, and there's a wind warning that has been issued by Environment Canada. The death toll from the cruise ship disaster off Italy has almost doubled today with the discovery of 5 more bodies from the Costa Concordia. It now stands at 11 deaths and 24 still more out there missing. The captain of the ship insists he steered the cruise liner close to shore and saved hundreds, if not thousands, of lives. But that was denied today by a judge, and the captain is now under house arrest. Here's a clip of the chaotic conversation between the captain and the Coast Guard in Italian.
Avanti! Okay. Ci sono già dei cadaveri, Schettino! Avanti!
Quanti cadaveri ci sono?
Non lo so! Uno lo so! Uno l'ho sentito! Me lo devi dire lei quanti ce ne sono, Cristo!
The Bank of Canada is keeping its trend-setting policy at 1% for another 2 months and raised its prediction for 2012 economic growth slightly to 2%. Jerry Smith has more.
The central bank says economic conditions around the world are deteriorating, but not necessarily for Canada, and says Canada performed better than expected in the second half of 2011, which will result in the economy returning to normal a quarter sooner than it had expected in the fall. But the bank says the output gap in the economy will not be fully closed until the third quarter of 2013. As for growth, the bank says the economy expanded by 2.4% in 2011, 3 notches better than its earlier forecast. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
The policy rate will slow to 2% this year before picking up steam to 2.8% in 2013. The last 2 years were roughly in line with the bank's views in its fall economic statement. A father says the man convicted in the stabbing of his teenage daughter should be denied his request for an Aboriginal parole hearing. Michael Manning's daughter, Tara, was raped, strangled, and stabbed dozens of times in the family's suburban Montreal home nearly 18 years ago. The Parole Board of Canada has granted the girl's killer an elder-assisted parole hearing, which is usually reserved for Aboriginal offenders and includes First Nation prayers. But Manning says the Haitian-born offender should not be allowed such a hearing because he doesn't believe the killer is even Aboriginal, nor has a First Nations background. He says allowing him to partake and this type of hearing is disgraceful and makes a mockery of Canada's First Nations, Inuit, and Métis people. The man was convicted of first-degree murder in the death and is scheduled to appear tomorrow before the Parole Board of Canada. Now for some outer space headlines. For only the fifth time in history, scientists have chemically confirmed fresh Martian rocks have fallen to Earth. A special committee of meteorite experts say nearly 7 kilograms of meteorite chunks recently collected in Morocco came from faraway Mars. They believe the meteorites fell last July. The last time meteorite chunks fell from the red planet, it was 1962. That's your 91X News to 303. Here's Jose Nabarros with sports.
In the NHL tonight, Ottawa and Toronto will wage yet another Battle of Ontario. James Reimer will start in goal for the Leafs, while J. Rose Hill will replace Nazem Kadri in the lineup. There are 10 other games on the schedule for tonight, including Winnipeg at New Jersey, Los Angeles at Vancouver, Calgary is at San Jose, and Edmonton at Columbus. Pittsburgh Penguins defenseman Chris Letang returned to practice today. It is the first time Letang has skated with the team since suffering a concussion in late November. Letang has been cleared to play by team doctors and is optimistic he can play before the end of this month. The Penguins have struggled without him, going 9 wins and 11 losses in the last 20 games to drop to 8th in the Eastern Conference. The Toronto Blue Jays have avoided arbitration with 3 players, signing each of them to 1-year deals. Right-handed pitcher Carlos Villanueva will get close to $2.3 million, while second baseman Kelly Johnson will make close to $6.4 million. Outfielder Ben Francisco will get $1.5 million. The boxer who declared, "I am the greatest," celebrates his 70th birthday today. John Belmont of the Associated Press reports on the greatest of all time.
They celebrated over the weekend in his hometown of Louisville.
Happy birthday to you.
And Boxing Hall of Famer Muhammad Ali celebrates quietly at home near Phoenix as he turns 70 today. Ali still looks pretty much the same as when he was the champ. But there's no doubt he is an old man now, ravaged by his years in the ring and his decades braving Parkinson's disease. Sometimes he sits in his chair and watches videos of his old fights, his hands moving and his eyes twitching as he remembers the magnificent fighter he once was. I'm John Belmont.
That's sports. Here's Austin McKay with 91X Weather.
Today has a bit of rain with fog leaving this afternoon, high of 8. Tonight we'll endure a few rain showers ending late this evening, then partly cloudy with 30% chance of flurries, then dropping to a shivering minus 10. Wednesday will be clear in the morning with a high of minus 8. It's 3 degrees. I'm Austin McKay with Jose DeBarros. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.